I am Hussein. Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Hindu Kush Himalaya Parliamentarians meet concludes with 5-point call for action. Collective efforts stressed to combat global challenges of climate change. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal will begin commercial production of methane gas from next year. National Assembly meeting unanimously approves proposals seeking consideration on the social media bill. And U.S. President Donald Trump proposes Putin-Zelensky summit in push to end Ukraine war, rules out sending U.S. troops to Ukraine as part of security guarantees. Now the news in detail. The Hindu Kush Himalaya Parliamentarians Meet 2025 concluded today by issuing a 5-point call for action. The HKS Parliamentarians Meet was organized by Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee of the House of Representatives for the first time in Nepal. The two-day event that was held under the theme of Sustaining Nature, Empowering People in Kathmandu from Monday concluded today. Parliamentarians and representatives from the countries in this region called to take immediate steps in the sectors of climate change, air pollution and biodiversity conservation through regional cooperation. The Hindu Kush Himalaya Meet drew the conclusions that growing climate risk, pollution and loss of biodiversity in the Hindu Kush Himalayan region, which have shared ecological, social and economic importance, have posed serious challenges to community and ecosystem. Similarly, the event also stressed on climate tolerance, clean air and biodiversity conservation to be kept on priority for secured future of generation and called for cooperation for regional unity, inclusive development and sustainability by making the legislative role of parliamentarians effective. Nepal, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, China, India, Myanmar and Pakistan fall under the Hindu Kush Himalayan region. Earlier, addressing the concluding session, Speaker Devraj Khemriya said joint efforts for all countries are indispensable as common challenges such as climate change, air pollution and biodiversity loss cannot be solved by any single country alone. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has announced that Nepal will begin the commercial production of methane gas from next year. Inaugurating the 17th NADA Auto Show in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli said the government is preparing to produce 112 billion cubic meters of methane gas discovered within the country. Prime Minister Oli said Nepal has the potential to manufacture automobiles using the latest global technologies and export them to international markets. He assured that the government stands firmly behind such initiatives. Highlighting the government's efforts in building necessary infrastructure for development, Prime Minister Oli called on the private sector to take the lead in creating new opportunities and generating employment for the youth. Today's National Assembly meeting unanimously approved the proposal seeking consideration, the Social Media Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat. Responding to the questions raised during the discussion on the bill, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung said the bill was introduced to regulate the misuse of social media. The Communication Minister said the bill is also necessary to bring various forms of digital crime such as cybercrime within the legal framework and to strengthen good governance. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government is effortful to establishing a complete democracy by implementing the fundamental rights of the citizens, including the right to information, RTI. During his address to the 19th National Information Day celebration organized by the National Information Commission in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister said every citizen should have access to information. But according to the Prime Minister, the practice of seeking the information requiring confidentiality by the law and those irrelevant is not expected. The Prime Minister took the time to echo the need for promoting the RTI with discipline and dignity, refuting any sorts of clash of interest between the government and the National Information Commission. The Prime Minister insisted on the management of issues seen in the course of the enforcement of fundamental rights. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal Lunchtime for a short break. सजिलो छ है एड दी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ हातमा एड दी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइस को स्टेटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेट को जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एड दी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकम को एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that the disaster risk reduction is being carried out under the leadership of the local level governments in the country. Inaugurating the Nepal Humanitarian Conference that began in Kathmandu today on the occasion of the World Humanitarian Day 2025, Home Minister Lekhak said Nepal is prone to disasters due to its geographical location and hence the government has given high priority to its management. The Home Minister said the government is preparing for emergencies in partnership with different sectors and by formulating necessary laws and policies for it. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. US President Donald Trump has announced plans to convene a face-to-face summit between Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in his latest bid to end Moscow's war in Ukraine. According to Al Jazeera, Trump's proposal on Monday came as he hosted Zelensky and top European leaders including French President Emmanuel Macron and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House for high-stakes talks on ending the conflict. Trump said he had begun arrangements for the summit after speaking with Putin by phone and that he would hold a trilateral meeting with his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts following their two-way meeting. Trump said on Truth Social later that discussions had focused on which security guarantees would be provided by European countries with coordination by the US. Trump also rules out sending US troops to Ukraine as part of security guarantees if a peace deal is reached. The BBC says the US president hints at US air support and tells Fox News that Russia's Vladimir Putin would face a rough situation if he does not cooperate in the peace process. Zelensky hails the meeting as significant and says Ukraine is already working on concrete security guarantees. Arab mediators are awaiting a formal response from Israel after Hamas said it had accepted a new proposal for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, according to the BBC. The plan was presented by Qatar and Egypt, which are trying to avert a major new Israeli offensive to occupy Gaza fully. Qatar said it was almost identical to a US proposal for a 60-day truce during which around half of 50 hostages held in Gaza, 20 of whom are believed to be alive, would be handed over and the two sides would negotiate a lasting ceasefire and the return of the rest. In recent days, Israel's government has said it would no longer accept a partial deal, only a comprehensive one that would see all the hostages freed. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi and Sudhupashchim provinces along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi and Sudhupashchim provinces as well as in the hilly regions of the remaining provinces and at one or two places in the remaining Tarai regions. Likewise, there is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Tara region of Koshi and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Hindu Kush Himalaya Parliamentarians Meet concludes with 5-point call for action. Collective efforts stressed to combat global challenges of climate change. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal will begin commercial production of methane gas from next year. National Assembly meeting unanimously approves proposals seeking consideration on the social media bill. And US President Donald Trump proposes Putin-Zelensky summit in push to end Ukraine war, rules out sending US troops to Ukraine as part of security guarantees. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.